That's it. That's all you have to say after all this time. Why am I not surprised that after everything, you can barely look me in the eyes? Now, I'm not saying you weren't faithful. Maybe you were. I don't care about that. But rather, what bothers me is the fact that you have the audacity to make me jealous and think I won't burn my name into your back. Is that what you've realized? I mean, let's be real. Since meeting me, how has it been? Since you've been educated in what it's like dating me, you must fucking know by now. It's not like that. It's not all rainbows. Definitely not any unicorns. I wonder how they taste. What do you think? Am I the villain of your story? Or am I the hero, the uncanny one, the anti-hero, or just the deranged maniac? I can't pick. And honestly, I don't think I'd prefer to even if I could. You should decide what I am to you, shouldn't you? I mean, after everything, do I really need to spell it out to you? You're mine, down to every last scar, every last mark, everything. And I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. Because, sweetheart, no, you deserve the truth, even when it's brutal, don't you think? The world fucking sucks, and I hate it. I hate most of it, at least. You've managed to be an exception to that rule, and I'll give it to you. That's kind of impressive, don't you think? That all you got? Or is there more? More to say? More to do? What is it? Spit it the fuck out. That's all you have to say after all this? I almost feel sorry for you. You're out of your element. And maybe you're the ice for my burn wounds, but that just means I'm the scars to your perfect skin. What? If you had a problem with it, you would have left my sorry ass a long time ago. So let's not play pretend, sweetheart. If we did that, little mouse, we'd be here all fucking day. And for what? What would that really mean? Would it mean something to you at all if I were to leave, walk out that door, and never look back? I know you'd miss me, but I wonder which one of us is more down bad. Haven't you ever wanted to put it to the test? After last time, I've been thinking about it. Maybe it's time you got a little justice. How's it feel having that word weaponized against you? Welcome to my world. Sucks, don't it? We were never meant to end up together, and I happen to know a thing or two about you. Did my research. Turns out you're not as villainous as you give off. Isn't that right, hero? Or maybe you were, at one point, a backstabbing, no good, sneaky little thief. You're infiltrating like you own the place. What happened, honey? It doesn't seem like you're like that anymore. One too many burn scars burn your brain or something? Or was sleeping with me part of your job? Why don't you fess up? You know it hurts, right? It feels like shit. Knowing that someone you thought was so authentic to you was fake all this time. You know, I thought about just burning you right here and now. Not the playful kind, but the kind you don't get back up from. You know, it held me back. Because I had some faith in you. How stupid, isn't it? I believed in you even now. And looking at it, I'm just a chump. That little remnant back when I was just a kid. Speaking up like I gave a shit. Now listen to me. I'm only gonna ask you one time and I'm gonna know if you're lying. Did you play me? I thought it was cheating at first, and then I realized something. It snapped like a twig in my head and heart all at once. If you weren't mine, I wasn't gonna let anyone have you. So what is it? Of course you're gonna say yes. The difference is if you say it, and there's any fear in those words, I'm gonna know you're honest. But if you say it and there's not any fear, then I'm gonna know you're deranged. Which do you think is better? What's with that look? Acting like you're in some sort of interview. No, this is an interrogation and not a normal one. Problem. What's the matter? You don't look so tough right now. And if I had to guess, I'd say that my little investigation wasn't on your plans. So, fess up while I'm still willing to listen. What the hell am I to you? And why'd you do all this? Why'd you go so far? Sink so deep. It's one thing if you were gonna stab me in the back, but you kissed me on the lips. Why? Did I ever mean anything to you? Or was I just a stepping stone for you to take down the League of Villains? You think this is about that? I don't give a shit about these people. I gave a shit about you. I gave a shit. And now would you look at that? When I actually give a shit about someone, what happens? Nothing but pain. Guess you think I'd be used to it. In these dire straits, feeling like I'm washed up would be a blessing in disguise compared to what you did. You expect me to believe that I changed you? That through this shitty little experience we call love, that you're an ex-hero, that you've given up on them, that you'd give up those friends and colleagues just for me? Some chewed up, scarred mess of a man who barely has anything. Shut up. What did I just say? Shut up. I don't want to hear it. And I'm sick of you. When you say that, I want to believe it. I want to believe you gave a shit about me. I want to believe that I was worth something to you. Why? Because for God's sake, being a villain doesn't make you not human anymore. As much as all of us wish that's what we could be, unfeeling machines, temporal destruction, chaos incarnate, they're just pretty words. Nobody can actually be that. and the fact that you're saying this to me. How can I believe you? When were you gonna tell me then? When were you gonna fess up that you were a double fucking agent? When were you gonna tell me? When were you gonna tell me that you played me like a fucking instrument? Even if you say that, even if you say it with your whole chest, you have nothing backing what you're saying. But I've got a whole pile of evidence saying the opposite. That if I trust you, you'll just toss me away. You'll just toss me away like everybody always does. Huh? That's rich. So it's a trust me moment, huh? Don't you dare cry at me. Tim. I don't want to be fooled again. And even if I made a difference and you chose me over them, why didn't you say so? Huh? This is some Harley Quinn Joker bullshit. Is that what you're saying? You stayed around the crazy so long that you became one? I don't know if I want that for you. Part of me thinks I should just shove you out that door, tell you to get lost. I don't know why. Fuck. Don't act concerned about what my tears do. I can control it. I can. Fuck your concern. Don't you try and make this about us. If it was about us, you would have told me sooner, right? Or did you have doubts because your family's involved, something like that? I bet you were born and raised to be a hero, just like I was. But does that really make us similar? Does that really make me like you? I don't think so. I can't even cry without it being a problem. The pain doesn't stop, but just because you care. And I'm not expecting an apology or something so pointless. Why would I? That's not what I ever cared to get. I just want to know why. And what I mean to you. Not as a villain, a hero, a villain, or whatever the fuck you are. I don't care about that. Did I ever mean something to you? What kind of answer is that? Silence and hugging me. Get off. As stubborn as ever. And I suppose I'm supposed to just buy that. I'm a fool. I'm the biggest idiot in the world. Because I want to believe that spark in your eye. That it's for me and you're not just way too good at acting. Maybe I'm way too gullible. If I meant something to you, then I want to. I do. I want to be there for you. I don't give a shit about sides. Lines in the sand never made any difference. Yeah, I lived my life for revenge. That's part of it. Don't we all have something keeping us breathing? Maybe somewhere along the lines I started caring about other things. Maybe at some point I realized I wanted to be with you. Even if I knew it was stupid. Even if I knew we had nothing in common. Or at least I thought. Maybe we do. I'll give it to you. It's a real possibility. With all the mysteries, but no more secrets. No more. Not if you want me to stay. And you mean to stay here with me. If you're really on my side, and not anyone else's, and not gonna double-cross me, I want you to prove it. Go all the way with me. Babe, I want everything. I want to feel that truth without any barriers, anything in the way. I don't just want to kiss you or hold you. I want to feel you. I want to know that you're not gonna leave like everyone else. And let's face it, I'm a toxic, messed up in the head, vengeance-stricken asshole. And yet you always seem to give a lot more than most people. You listen pretty well. And you even seem to care when I'm in pain. I'm barely holding it together. The burns, they hurt. My body feels terrible. But it's a little less terrible. See, your skin is cold. And maybe it's a stupid reason to like holding you. But your quirk, it makes you the nice to my fire. I never thought I would like that. The whole opposites attract thing. I thought it was bullshit. That you had to have things in common. A lot of things. Or else it doesn't work. I thought a lot of things. That there were stipulations. That love was just a fake-ass thing people convinced themselves existed. That it was just a concept. One that nobody actually knew what it meant. It was just a big bunch of bullshit. But here we are. Look at you. Maybe you really are a hero. Making me believe in something I thought didn't exist. How stupid. It's all so messed up. It's like you're trying to pick up the broken pieces of me. Like you see in my eyes more than just the vengeance and the slaughter. You see me. Or what's left of me. And that hurts. Makes me afraid. It makes me feel things I don't really want to feel. But it also makes me feel less alone. So even if I hate it. Even if sometimes I honestly want to leave my marks all over you. I know deep down. It's only because I don't want you to walk out that door. And if you ever did, I know I'd lose whatever shred of sanity I'm holding on to. Selfish reason, but I don't care. Not now. Not anymore. Now it's time for me to test you, I guess. Is it really me testing you? Your honesty? Or is it me trying to make excuses, desperately stopping myself from having faith in something for fear of actually losing you? I don't know. I'm scared. I'm scared. And I'm not the type who likes to admit that. I hate it. I don't want to lose. But I also don't want to lose you. And I feel down to my heart. I don't want to see the day when you leave here. Hell, the spying, the backstabbing wasn't even what really bothered me when I really thought about it. It was just the idea that you'd leave, that someday I might find you on the other side, that you'd try and apprehend me, and I think I'd just shut down. Could I really hate you? That's the stupidest thing I've ever thought of. That I'd hesitate for someone who threw me under the bus to begin with. And yet here I am, living proof of that. But I guess I can't blame you if you haven't thrown me under the bus already. Must mean I'm worth something to you, huh? This is so stupid. All my feelings, I never wanted to feel them. I didn't ask to be like this. Yet here we are. You're just as bad as me, too. So quick to fold. So quick to bend. All because you know I'm really, really messed up. But your eyes, as much as I hate to say it, they didn't lie. You never lied even once, did you? You couldn't bear to, because you you wanted to see the good in me. And maybe, just maybe, I saw more than just the good. And a lot more than that rubbed off on you. So I guess it's my fault in the end. And I accept that cross, just like I accept this one, for shamelessly wanting you at this very moment. Nothing in the way. Shut up. No fucking excuses. Only an excuse that I won't be hearing. Shut up. You're already like this. I wonder why. It's as if you actually have a thing for me. No shot, right? I won't regret anymore, okay? So, you better not regret this either. I never said I wouldn't be just a bit testy at times. You're so full of that. Every time you think you made the wrong choice, every time you're worried, you have the same look in your eyes. Like right now, I can tell you're worried about losing me. And that's the dumbest thing you've ever worried about. Do you really think I could walk away No. Not from the best thing that's ever happened to me. And definitely not from the one who actually stood next to me. Instead of just used me for the purposes. And yeah, maybe you did. Maybe I'm just a fool, but I'd rather take that risk than risk messing up with the biggest blunder of my entire life. I love you. And as much as I hate the word, as much as I hate saying it, you're just that special that I can't think of a better way. I can't think of another way to say it. So, screw you. No, literally, screw you for that. I can't ever get a win, can I? Taking all, everything I've got, you always, always 10 steps ahead, huh? Excuses. You might be full of them, but I don't care. You're mine, and I won't let go. I refuse to even entertain the idea. You made me this way. Don't forget that. You got that. Don't even try it. You absolute idiot. So then what's the plan, huh? Gonna walk out that door yourself, or... Did you take offense to what I said? Good. If I pissed you off, then I guess you'll do less yapping and more of what you really want. God. That's it. Guess I can't call you a good girl anymore. No. That's a little different. You're being all kinds of bad. Looking at me that mischievously while sucking my cock, pushing me over like that. You're real feisty today. Good for you. Good for me too. Fuck. And the way you suck my cock, the way that your hand is going wild between those thighs, I... You want to see my vulnerabilities? Then look at them, and don't you dare look away. You did this to me. You... You're bobbing up and down so much. If I didn't know any better, I'd think you like sucking my dick. Oh god, that song. Don't pretend you didn't do that on purpose, you little shit. Fuck. What the hell? Don't you know what a refractory period is, you crazy fucking bitch? Oh, fuck. said then. How you really feel. Ride or die. With little old me. That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to be, is with you. I never felt another way or like this about anyone. I'm not gonna fill your ears with bullshit because you already know. I don't have the capacity for love like normal people, but I feel something for you that I've never fucking felt. That's why I'll be damned if I don't make the best fucking husband someday. Fuck marriage, I don't need the fucking titles. Ceremonies sicken me. But I'll be there, like one. I'll be damned if I don't make you cry. From how well I love you. From how much love there is, yeah. You like that? Yeah. Every fucking inch, yeah. Maybe I won't let you go. And I'll be that twisted lover and keeps you in his basement for life. How about that? Leaving all those scars, yeah, you can't just ride. I gotta shove up into you too. You like that, yeah? Oh, fuck no. You ain't done yet, baby. Not by a fucking long shot. No. If I let you go that easy, you'd think I was just a pushover like all the other fuckers out there that want you. There's so many of them. They're thirsty for you. And I want to kill them for looking at you two times, three times. They'll definitely get their ass. And that's why, baby, you don't have to look at anyone else. Look right here, yeah. Don't you fucking look away. Legs tired from riding? Then allow me. Just don't forget. Don't bite your tongue. Bumpy ride, huh? Yeah. You can take it. You can take it. Fuck, you're tight. You feel so fucking good. You feel so fucking good. Oh, fuck. You're mine. You got that? Mine. 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 That's a lot of milking you just did. For fuck's sake, look at what you did. You're in this place. Consider my cock your throne. Because as far as I'm concerned, baby, you're not getting away from me for even 2 seconds, let alone long enough to think about anything else. That's it. Stay there. Yeah, down, girl. Yeah. And you'll take every last drop of love that I got. Just like you deserve. Just like it should be. I'm no saint. Afraid you were the sinner, so don't get any ideas about even thinking about anyone else. That would make you a sinner too. And I can't have you falling where I am. Or else you'll become as bad as me. Then again, you betrayed the heroes just for little old me. do feel special, baby, and I love you more for it. Yeah. I fucking love you. I fucking love you. Huh?